3, 2, 1.
What's good, Clean Sheet visitors? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Bonnet Sheet, baby. The best footy podcast in the world. We got a lot to talk about today. We got obviously the end and the deadline of the transfer sheet or transfer window that just passed. And I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now, buckle up, grab some popcorn. It's about to be a long transfer sheet. But first, we obviously have to introduce the boys. I mean, they were here last week. They were here the week before that. They haven't changed. To the left, right, and center of me, Mr. Rio. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, except Enrique's been a little quiet today. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But I'm doing good, y'all. I'm doing good.
What you got going on? You looking good. You put that lighting up. You touching up your appearance.
Yeah, bro. It's because I just finished some circuits homework today, bro. And I'm low-key busting it down, bro. Yeah, we got it cooking out here. You know what I mean?
To the left, right, and center of me. the deadlifting demon. Undefeated. 5-time champion in division rivals. It's Mr. Shadam Asad.
What's up, babies? Hope y'all doing good. Just want to congratulate my personal homeboy. He called me today. He told me he beat the Chargers. I taught him how to beat the Chargers.
Oh,
Mason
goodness.
Greenwood.
Yo, you need to leave, brother. You need to leave.
The Chargers?
He got the Chargers dropped, brother.
He got the Chargers dropped. That doesn't mean he didn't do it. Anyways, let's get into the actual serious meat and potatoes for today, and that is the transfer sheet. Mm-hmm. That's the transfer sheet.
Right, we talked about great meat today.
Biggest meat.
Jesus Christ. So we're going to switch it up today. It's a deadline edition, which means we got an absolute boatload of transfers to go through. I mean, I didn't count, but this is a lot. This is, you know, this is more Prem titles than Chelsea have, to be honest, the amount of transfers we have here.
It's more Prem titles than Liverpool. Than, as well.
That's just not factual. That's just not factual.
Not more than Real Madrid's UCLs.
That is true. We're gonna switch it up as well, though. I talked it over with the guys, and I think that is a good idea. We're gonna actually start doing some letter grades for the teams that are involved, obviously, just because, you know, I feel like sometimes by accident we may dip into one team more than the other, so we just want to make sure you guys get the thoughts of both teams before we move on. So should we get started, gents?
Of course we should. Let's get into the meat.
Yo,
what are you talking about, bro?
Let's start.
All right, let's get it.
The biggest goalkeeper in the land, it's Mr. Jan Sommer from the Swiss international. Actually went from Gladbach to Bayern. I know Kareem hinted at it a couple of weeks ago. But, I mean, we got to talk about it. Only 8 mil for what most people, myself included, would consider a top 10 keeper in the world. And I'm not going to lie. This doesn't make it look good for my boys right here, the Bayern boys. So obviously they snap up without a doubt probably the best keeper in the Bundesliga at this point on a really good deal. What does this say, you know, about the league and about what Bayern's ambitions are this year?
Honestly, I think Bayern is doing what Bayern do best. They're poachers. Take a look at their best strikers: Mario Mandzukic, poacher. Robert Lewandowski, poacher. Enrique, the box, a poacher. Right? They like to poach. They like
box to in the box.
Enrique's a poacher who can't finish, bro.
Exactly.
That's literally cap. I am team. Go check me out. Anyways. Oh, actually, no. We skipped. We almost skipped Kareem. Go ahead, bum. Give me your thoughts.
Just to add on to what Rio said, bro, to what I said last week, this just shows you the stronghold that Bayern really has on this league, bro. That they'll give them the either, you know, you could argue either best or second best keeper in the league for 8 mil. That just shows you that they all just the whole Bundesliga is Bayern, bro. They're like, yo, go try to win CL, bro. Bring the trophy back to us farmers, bro. And this is what this league is about, bro. I think it is 8 mil though, because Jan Sommer is 34 years old, but I still think they could have fleeced like a 20 mil deal for them.
I just find that so cheap. I mean, even, you know, there's one transfer here that I actually forgot that we're not going to get to talk about. Well, I guess we can talk about it right now. The novice trade, obviously. And it's like both of those keepers, immense quality. And they've taken a step down, you know, in terms of market value, in terms of price. So it's Kind of crazy to think about. Let's go over the letter grades, though. I want to start with you, Rio. What do you think about the letter grades for both teams involved?
Gladbach, you get an F, because how you selling it, like, you know, for literally, like, the biggest competition. Like, you know, like, that's insane for $8 million as well. Bayern, I'm going to give them a B. I'm not giving them an A just because, like you're poaching. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you trying to, like, they're always complaining about, like, oh, Super League, oh. The Prem is like stealing all the best players or some shit, but then they like they steal from their own league for $8 million. So, but it's a great transfer though for them. So I give it a B. So
okay. For me, I mean, look, for me, I'm giving it Gladbach. I'm going with a D. At the end of the day, like Kareem mentioned, he is an aging keeper. They're eighth in the league. For Gladbach, this is just a little bit more pocket, a little bit more crumbs in their pockets to really finance a great star that then Chelsea's going to splash on in 5 or 6 years. for me, Gladbach, this is a good piece of business in terms of what you're getting in return. Well, not a good piece, but a decent piece of business. I mean, you got Emil back. For Bayern, I'm giving it a B plus. Actually, I'm leaning towards A minus because Neuer obviously is getting phased out. I think the reason actually that I don't want to give it full marks. Yeah. But obviously Neuer's time is almost up. You know, the only reason I don't want to give it full marks is because obviously Bayern's always had this problem the last couple of years in terms of trying to find a Neuer replacement. And Jan Sommer isn't that much younger than Neuer. So yeah, I'm going with a B minus or B plus or A minus. One of those two. Kareem, what about you?
I'm giving both teams the same letter grade. A C. C stands for coercion and
coercion.
One team was coerced to sell, and the other team was the one who did it. So
that Karl-Heinz Rummenigge just walked into Gladbach and said, "He's mine."
Dude, I swear, I think they genuinely go to practice in the Bundesliga and they literally just point. Like him, $8 million. Like I think that's how it happens.
That's crazy. All right. Well, let's get to a transfer that is not coercion. Definitely not coercion. It's in the Premier League. Leandro Trossard.
Damn, that Arteta pool, bro.
Arteta pool. What is he cooking? He's cooking something from Brighton to Arsenal, $27 million. To be essentially a depth piece. He had a fantastic cameo off the bench, obviously, against Manchester United. But this is a big transfer. This is a big transfer in terms of it's you're always going to need that player off the bench. You know, Arsenal, I said last podcast that I felt like Martinelli just hasn't kind of looked up to it the last couple of games, in my opinion. And this is a player who legit has a chance to you know, take over at that position because he is that quality. He is that good. He scored a hat trick at Anfield, obviously. That was, you know, that big game earlier on in the year. And so for me, I'm going with Brighton. Weirdly enough, this is, I think, an A for both teams because Brighton get money for them. For a player that wasn't in their plans, he had a fallout with the squad, and you could tell he just wasn't meant to be there. And Mitoma obviously can cook, you know, just as well, if not better than Trossard. And they get 27 mil for him, Arsenal. Pick up a relatively cheap, when you consider the fees that we're going to get to from Chelsea, relatively cheap player for, in my opinion, more quality than a lot of the players that we're going to be talking about in this list. Not just Chelsea.
I want to stop Enrique there. You know, he keeps mentioning Chelsea just because Liverpool is only in this list like, what, once? Gakpo?
Fuck Bowley.
Yo, like, wait, I'm honestly going to take Mudryk over.
Both your clubs are shameless, bro. Okay, continue.
All right, I just think it's an A on both sides. Rio, what's your thoughts?
I agree with you. Everything except what you said about Chelsea. Everything else you said was spot on, bro. You're just mad that we're on this list more, bro.
Fun fact, actually. Chelsea are on here 7 times, Liverpool 0. So FSG out, baby. Go, Kareem.
Yeah, like you said, bro, I think this really is showing that they're going to prefer Trossard over Martinelli. And like you said, I think I could, if it wasn't for the fallout with Trossard, I would have rated it a B from Brighton. But with all the factors together, I think you have to give it an A from both sides. But it's really good. It's showing that Arsenal can stay at the top. Hopefully.
Yeah. It shows ambition, you know, but you know, great transfer for the league leaders, and you know, there's a very good chance that you're going to be looking back at the end of this year and saying, wow, Brighton squad in the beginning of the year had a Premier League winner and a World Cup winner. Yeah. So that's mental. All right. Well, we have to interrupt your segment of the transfer sheet, your favorite segment. We have to interrupt your scheduled program to bring in a different segment. It's a segment within a segment.
I'll introduce it, baby.
It's a segment within the segment. Welcome to
the Chelsea sheet, baby. Yeah,
the Chelsea sheet. This
welcome,
is literally
welcome, lads.
This is disgusting. This is FFP. Where are you, brother? What are we cooking, FFP?
You need to ask what was Bully cooking, because
what was Bully cooking? What is Bully cooking?
All right, let's start off with our first transfer. First off,
wait, real quick, I do have to say it's kind of crazy too, because quick sidetrack for baseball fans that listen, the Dodgers really didn't spend no money this year, this offseason. So it's like, I've heard, you know, a lot of people in Dodger Nation saying, "Yo, are we in for Ohtani next year or what?" Like, Bully spending all this money on Chelsea, twerking for Chelsea. That brother spending no money on the Dodgers. So. Yeah, let's get into it. It's time for the biggest transfer for sure on this sheet. The Argentine, the player that I was literally talking about, we should snap up and go get back in the summer. It's Enzo Fernandez, the World Cup winner, the Golden Boy, has moved from Benfica to Chelsea after ridiculous transfer saga, to be honest with you, for 121 €121 million. That's the Premier League transfer record previously held by Jack Grealish, who went for 100 million. I don't even want to start.
I'll start, baby, don't worry about that. So first off, that 121 mil right there is going to be paid in installments right there. 40 mil up front. Then it's going to be over the next couple of years. Benfica have gotten fleeced by Bolly and Ekbali. Honestly, because look, they wanted 120 mil up front, and we're paying them in installments. Liverpool can't even afford like a 40 mil installment.
Yo, Kareem, can I ask you a question? If I lose $20 to PrizePicks today, and I lose $20 to PrizePicks next week, or I can lose $40 on PrizePicks today, did I lose $40 on PrizePicks at all?
I think you're gonna lose more, bro.
It's the same shit. It's the same shit, brother. I don't care if it's installments.
Hey, we actually get something out of it.
Man tried bagging installments with fleece.
Yo, I'm gonna say this. You can hate as much as you can. But when we get that CL this year, I don't want to hear it.
Let's get back here
3 months from now. I don't want to hear y'all crying.
Let's get to the player, though, because Enzo Fernandez is a quality player. I mean, he's a special player. Does the defensive work well, can pass, is pretty much a press-resistant player at this point. Mm-hmm. For a player that's so young, I mean, 19, he's incredible. He's incredible. I can't lie to you. And if you went to another team other than Chelsea, and I promise this is not a Chelsea thing. If you went to another team other than Chelsea with like an established manager, I'd kind of wonder how he'd be deployed. Like if they're going to try something a little bit different with him. But with Potter, I just kind of don't. I don't know. I mean, Potter has got a lot of tools here that we're going to run through that he's going to be cooking with. And it's going to be interesting to see. Real quick, though, I'll just give my letter grade for Brighton. I mean, not Brighton, for Benfica. This is an A+. You got 121 million for a player who A, didn't want to be there, and B, you bought from River Plate for like a bag of chips literally 6 months ago. This wasn't like 3 years ago you developed them and all that. You flipped them for half a season. So I'm not saying Enzo's going to be a flop. I really don't think he's going to be a flop. But hindsight is 2020. If he ends up flopping, this is going to look like one of the craziest pieces of business. For Chelsea, though, they needed a midfielder. Obviously, there's another player we're going to talk about, an Italian international that we're going to talk about. They needed this player. They really did. The price tag, you can smirk and you can laugh at it. But, you know, if Liverpool snag Bellingham at the end of the year, it's probably going to have to be 130, 140 million. And look, I don't like that price, but they're special players like Enzo, Jude, and other guys that you just have to call for the money for. So I'm going with a B minus for Chelsea, A plus for.
I think it's an A minus for Chelsea, an A plus for Benfica. You know, Chelsea got a player that they needed and they really wanted to spend in that position. That's their first midfield signing, like actually first team signing in like 5 years, basically. So
what are you giving Benfica A plus?
Sorry. I'm giving Benfica an A plus. I don't know. They got 120 mil for a player in installments. It doesn't matter. So, you know, got 120 mil. You know, that is true.
Yes, Kareem, go ahead, brother. You got anything else, bro? No. You're just gonna pay in installments. You're gonna give your thoughts in installments. Go ahead, Kareem. I want to get your thoughts on this.
This guy has had a good 6 months. He won a World Cup. I mean, he still is 23, but you know, I'm not delusional like Enrique. But when Real Madrid signed Jude Bellingham, I think we're going to be charged like 180 mil if this bag of chips is going for 120.
Yo, you insulted like four people in that one statement, bro. How do you do that?
So for my grades, I'm going to keep it simple. Chelsea, I really like the signing. They're still shit, so we'll give them a B. And then with Benfica, bro, this is like, I think if it was out of 100, I'd give them a 200, bro. This is like the fleece of the century.
I don't think it's a fleece, but I'm telling you right now, if Penzo flops, bro, this is gonna be the craziest fleece ever. I don't think he's gonna flop. He's not gonna flop. He looks too good. He passes the eye test too much to flop. But bro, you flipped a player in 6 months for 130 mil. That's but chill. Chill. Even it's I don't do that on Price Picks, bro.
It's installments, bro. Chill.
Oh, it's like Chris credit card debt. Like you just don't gonna pay the rest or something like that. Shout out Chris, man. Love you, Chris.
This man, you're such a hater, bro. We got six more to go.
that's literally facts. We do have to run through it because I forgot this FFP is not a thing apparently. Noni Madueke as well from PSV Chelsea for 30 million. I think there's one more signing that I like more than this guy, but. This is probably, this is a very good signing. This is a very good signing. I don't think he's a player who comes in and slots in right away. In my opinion, I feel like he's going to have to, you know, really develop some of the skills within this side, especially again, you know, with a manager like Potter. I just don't know how he's going to really be deployed. But it's a good piece of signing. This is more on the modest side and one of the better pieces of business. I think there's one other piece of business that's better, but this is a good piece of business. I'm going PSV. I'm giving them an A minus. You know, continuing that ball to, you know, rolling, getting 30 mil from a player, and then Chelsea. I'm gonna give them a B plus. I'm gonna give them a B plus. Go ahead, Rio.
So I genuinely think that I genuinely think I like this signing, but like honestly, to me it's like whatever. I feel like it's like another ZX sort of thing, but he's a lot quicker. Honestly, if I had to rate it, I'd honestly give Chelsea a C, PSV a B. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like super excited for him, but I feel like he can do a lot better than the wingers we currently have, low key. So I think he'll be fine. I agree with your opinion. He's not going to slot in that quick.
Yeah, Remy.
So when I saw this transfer, I said, "Who the fuck is this guy, bro?" I had no clue who he was. I did some research, you know, because we prepare for our viewers. And even after my research, I was still like, who the fuck is this guy, bro? So, I mean, PSV, they did good, 30 mil. I still don't really know who this guy is. So if they're getting 30 mil for him, it's pretty good. Chelsea, they're just shameless at this point. Enrique, I got one quick question for you before we move on. What you think Chelsea's offering for you, bro?
That's what I'm saying, bro. My name's Enriquinho, bro. Like, I'm, you know, you feel me? Like, I'm exotic, baby. You feel me? I can play that. What's not to like, right? That's what I can't.
I don't know. Todd Bowley's gonna fall in love with you, brother.
That's what I'm saying. I know soccer. I know soccer, and I know football, bro. I can play offense and defense. You know.
Right.
So, but yeah, Kareem, you gave your letter grades, right?
PSV, we'll give him a solid A minus. You know, it was decent. Yeah. Chelsea,
We're gonna start B with minus. The low grades. Nah, C? It's like an F, bro. I didn't even know.
Jesus.
F for who the fuck is this guy?
Jesus.
You don't know Paul.
I don't. I don't.
He says you
Todd,
have
Todd bat. Bowley. Todd Bowley knows ball, not me.
He said you have bad taste, which in Spanish translates to malo gusto, baby. And that's the next player we go.
Yo, my yo, that is so fucking cringy. Yo,
yo,
that's the best thing to ever come out of Enrique's mouth, bro.
I cooked it. I did the bowly. But Malo Gusto comes from the owner of Chelsea for 30 mil. In my opinion, this is the best piece of business. And there's a couple of reasons why. Obviously, he's not going to start over obese James. But when you think about it, it's just the fact that this
I don't get why he's upset, bro. This is your club. We're just spitting facts.
That's facts, brother. That's facts. All right, well, Kareem, since it's just me and you today, how you doing? You doing good?
Chelsea is trying to ruin my love for soccer, bro. My love
facts.
For football.
Yo, that's actually facts, brother.
Let's yo, we're done with the Chelsea shit.
All right, we're skipping the Chelsea shit. Pablo Sarabia from PSG. All right, I guess we don't have Rio for the rest of the pod, y'all. So thank y'all for sticking on this ride for me. You got two more for y'all.
Pablo Sarabia, bro.
Nah, Malo Gusto. I'm going with Malo Gusto. This is a good piece of signing, just because I feel like Reece James has had injury issues. And usually when you're a young guy having injury issues, it doesn't get better with age, you know, like you only get worse in terms of your injuries.
Look at your herniated back, bro.
Exactly. Literally facts, bro. So, you know, at the end of the day, 30 mil to get a very, very highly touted talent. I think this is a good piece of business. I mean, obviously not better than Trent. Come on now, but good piece of business. So he's not better than Trent, but, you know, for 30 mil, I think it's a good piece of business. I'm going Leon. I'm going with an A-. I'm probably giving the same grades for Noni to Malo Gusto. I'm going with a B- for Chelsea, and I'm going with an A- for Leon. So take it away, y'all.
A for both sides. First. I think it's a good Reece James backup, and we need that. We don't have another right back except, like, what, RLC? Come on. That's a really good piece of business from both sides.
I mean, look, I know he's going to be the bench option, but genuinely, I could see this guy starting like 20 games a year. I mean, a season, just because of injuries, bro.
Well, who knows? We'll see.
In rotation, you know, but Kareem, go ahead. Give me your thoughts, bro.
We'll keep it quick because we still got a lot. I got Leon with an A. Chelsea, we'll nice you guys this time. A C+.
Okay. I like
none
that.
Of your
like
clubs that. Made signings this window.
I don't need signings.
I don't need signings. I'm going for the basement, baby. I want the recognition. I want the grind, the hustle, baby.
My team Kirk doesn't get 3-0'd by Barca or 3-1.
Oh, wow. What place God. You in, brother? 600 mil for 10th place?
You're behind Xavi ball, bro. Be shameful.
It's getting spicy on the clean sheet, baby.
Be shameful, bro.
Brother, my brother, you can't even beat Liverpool. You can't beat Liverpool.
Yo, you guys won't either.
That's a different reel from last week.
Enrique, put out the prize picks, bro.
Please, prize picks sponsor us. There's 19 games left this year, 20 or something games left now since we're out of the cups or something like that. And I only care about two of them. It's February 14th.
February 21st.
And the return
21st.
And the return. Wait. All right, let's speed these up real quick since these are probably more fringe players. David Datro Fofana from Mold to Chelsea for 12 mil deal. To be honest with you, this is one of the few players on here that I just really don't have much thoughts on. I've only seen clips of him, haven't seen him real time games. 12 mil, so cheap little deal. Just for the fact that it's 12 mil and a bit more honest and humble and less FFP triggering. I'm gonna give Chelsea a C plus, you know, they're just trying to round out that bench, you know, and build the squad for the future. For Molde, anytime you can get 12 mil from Bowley, it's a good deal. So I'm going to give him a B.
I'm going to give it an A from Chelsea because they're looking towards the future. I'm going to give it a B from Molde. I don't know how you get 12 mil out of that player considering it's Boley. You know what I mean? So they could have done a bit better, but
there's.
I'm tired of talking up the shit club, bro. Move on.
Give me your leg green.
Next one, bro.
F for Chelsea. A for
this guy did his homework, apparently.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm done speaking of this shit.
There's one more.
Well, actually, two more technically. But we have Andre Santos, who did get a mention last week's episode for the 2027 Team of the Year. Go check that episode out if you didn't. From Vasco da Gama, from Brazil, baby. This is a Brazil international, over to Chelsea for 12 mil. This is probably, you know, one of the more savvy pieces of businesses because it's a low risk, high reward. Obviously nice little player, what I've seen from the clips, and I'll be nice. B plus for Chelsea. And, I'll go B minus because I feel like you could have gotten more for a player of his caliber. You could have gotten a little more money. You knew this guy was trigger happy. You didn't get a little more money from him. So go ahead. I'm actually going to kick it to Remy this time since I know he's on his last legs right now.
F for Chelsea. F for Regatos, bro. Regatos. Bro. I threw away my homework. I'm done with this shit.
He threw away his homework. Jesus Christ. Real, bro.
This is an A for Chelsea because he's literally Brazil's best player in the U20 World Cup. He literally has 4 goals in 4 games, bro. Like, he's literally going to be... They literally have plans for him to come back. Like, once he's done with the World Cup, the U21, he's going to come back and try to, like, get into the first team immediately. So, honestly, for 12 mil, he did so good. Boley for that one. I think that's way better than Dacho Fofana. So, I honestly think that's an A for Chelsea. And I think it's a C for Vasco da Gama again, because you could definitely get more money out of him, you know?
So. Cheers. And now it's time to get back to your regularly scheduled program with the transfer sheet. Thank you guys for listening to the Chelsea sheet. Thank you guys for listening to the Chelsea sheet. And let's get back to your regular program. All right, welcome back to the transfer sheet, baby. We had a quick interruption. There was a bunch of shit transfers for some club based in London. And now it's a player leaving Chelsea. Can you believe it? This is going to balance out the FFP books. This is going to balance out the books. It's Jorginho from Chelsea.
How are you hating from outside the club, bro?
For 13 million. But it's not just 13 million. I'm hearing that this is going to be installments. It's going to be installments of 13 million on top of 13 million on top of 13 million.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure if that's a dig at Arsenal or Chelsea, bro. Or both.
It could be. Look, Jorginho as a player, he's one of the more controversial players for some reason. I don't know why, because it's very simple to me. Like, he's an okay player in terms of he has very good attributes. What he's very good at, he's very good at. But what he's not good at, he's very bad at. So what does that average out to? It's a player that, yeah, he can play a very good role in a team that's aspiring for silverware. You know, he's not the same Jorginho, I would say, from like 2 years ago in terms of like he's even more slow now and more transition prone now to get beat on that transition. But I mean, look, 12 million, I mean, 13 million for what we're going to talk about, some of the price tags that we're talking about, I think is a good piece of business. I'm going to give Arsenal a B flat. And then Chelsea, I'm actually going to surprisingly give him a B plus. And the reason is because there was really no place for Jorginho at this point. I mean, Enzo Fernandez is going to slot right into the position that he was going to previously occupy. And there's just no place for him at the squad at this point. I feel like Chelsea, it's clear that they're trying to do away with the yesteryear team of the Champions Leagues and all that. So how do you do that? You start phasing out, you know, ex-captains like Jorginho out of the squad. So yeah. Surprisingly decent piece of business from Chelsea. Any takers?
Yeah, you're not going to get the first one that's not.
I got this transfer can be perfectly explained by Mark Cucarella. This man, they asked him, they said, who was the smartest player on Chelsea? And he said Jorginho. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. This club is so shameless. This guy found out he was losing a teammate through an interview. They don't tell the teammates anything, bro. So for Chelsea,
Go look at the video, Rio. Don't give me that face.
I know the video, but like, who are you blaming? Like, Chelsea?
Don't give me that Chelsea.
You're blaming Jorginho.
I'm showing you how Chelsea is a shameless club. They treat these
blaming,
players.
Are you blaming Chelsea? Or you blaming Jorginho?
No, I'm blaming Chelsea, bro. You guys got rid of your best player on the team.
Jorginho could tell his teammates, "Yo, I'm dipping to like the club across the side of the fucking the lane."
You guys got rid of the best player on your team. So for Chelsea, this is an F. for Arsenal, this is a total fleece job. 13 mil for that quality.
That's what you come here for. This is good quality right here. That's good analysis, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I brought back the homework for this.
We're not making it out, bro.
Go ahead, Rio.
Chelsea's not making it out, bro.
Oh my god.
Making out.
All right. I think this is a great piece of business for both sides. I feel like Jorginho just fits Arsenal's style of play, and I feel like Jorginho just got phased out by Enzo, you know. He's just too slow. He's not, you know, the Chelsea style of play. He's not Potter ball. But, you know, I think it's a B minus for Chelsea. You're losing a midfield and we have no depth there. But I think for Arsenal, you know, it's a pretty good piece of business for them. 12 mil, 13 mil, not bad. So
no, wait, can I change my grade real quick, bro? I got to give Chelsea an A for this because like Enrique said, bro, it even out for financial fair play, bro. The books are equal now.
That's facts. You spend 300 million, you sell 12 million.
In installments. Don't forget the installments. Yeah,
don't forget that Klopp wants Mason Mount.
Yo, I guess. All right, well, let's get to Pablo Sarabia. Going from PSG. PSG always have like this one player that you're just like, how did he get there, bro? Pablo Sarabia goes from PSG, or Sarabia from PSG to Wolves for 23 million. I don't even know what to say about Wolves hoarding Portuguese players at this point. I feel like it has to be coercion.
He's Spanish.
He's from Spain.
Bro. Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, yo. I fluffed my lines, bro. 23 million, though.
Enrique doesn't do his homework.
I didn't do my homework, bro.
None of you did your homework.
I did my homework.
You definitely.
You saw my grades.
Yeah, you sold your homework.
Yeah, yeah. I saw your grades, bro. You're not cooking, bro.
Boley's on overdraft right now, bro.
Wait, Enrique, what you say? He sold his homework for how much?
for 12 mil. 12 mil, bro.
Don't forget in installments, bro. Jesus Christ.
23 mil, though. I'll run through this quick. PSG, for me, I mean, you get 23 million out of him. I'm going to give you a B minus because why was he ever at your club anyways? And Wolves, I don't think this is a good move for Wolves, in my opinion. Not because of the player. It's just like you're in a relegation scrap. And I felt like you needed something different. You know, I feel like you needed someone to pair up with Nunes and Neves in the midfield. And I just don't know if this is the right signing, in my opinion. I think Wolves will still stay up, but I just don't think it's a great signing. I'm going with a C.
I actually seen Pablo Sarabia play. He's actually a pretty good talent. I'm not going to lie to you. I just think that he just can't get into that PSG side. He was just always going to be backup. Like even Renato Sanchez, who's really good, doesn't even play in that PSG side that often.
Wait, you said he was a good talent?
Yeah, I'd say Pablo Sarabia was a pretty good talent.
Why didn't Chelsea sign him, bro?
I don't know, bro. They said no to installments.
No to installments. What are your letter grades?
Honestly, I'd give it an A plus signing for Wolves because I don't think Ruben Neves is a creator. I think he's just a genuine like long shot merchant, but you know, he's fine. So I think Nunes is just a good press resistant midfielder, but he's not creative enough. So Pablo Sarabia is actually going to give something good to that team. He's like going to be like a Coutinho signing, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Give it an A for Wolves, and I give it an A for PSG. They got rid of Deadwood for 23 mil.
So I fucking hate packing this guy, bro, on FIFA. This guy always real. You know the feeling, bro. This guy and Fabian always coming out, bro. I don't want to see this guy. But on the Wolves side, you know, sometimes you just see a player and they fit the role. And he looks like a Wolves player. So I like the signing. And then with PSG, bro, in the end, it doesn't even matter. I'm going to give them an F, bro, because Mbappe's hurt for the CL now. So it's just a shit club.
God, what happened to the homework? What happened?
Real triggered me, bro.
Neymar plays
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, I mean, look, I've definitely seen cameos from him, but not like I just don't think it commands. When you're getting a player like Andre Santos or Jorginho for 13 mil, I just feel like 23 mil is a bit much. But you know, now that I say that, I'm looking forward to seeing him now score against Liverpool. So, Arnaud Danjuma, big name last season with Villarreal. He moves over to Spurs on a loan, and you know he was highly touted to go to Everton. Everton actually ended up bringing nobody in, and they sold their best player, or one of their best players, Anthony Gordon. This is a good piece of business for Spurs. I think it's a bit, the only reason I'm not going to go climb into the A tier is because forwards were not their problem, in my opinion. It's the midfield and even a center back. I think they needed a center back and a right back and a midfielder. They already have an abundance of talent going forward with Kane, Kulusevski, Richarlison, you know, Son, obviously, if he gets form. So it's like, I just don't know where he slots in for the next 6 or so months. I didn't read into if there was a buy option at the end of it, but you know, we'll see if that gets triggered at the end of it. But yeah, I'm gonna give Spurs a B, and I'm gonna give Villarreal a B minus. I thought this was one of their better players last year, and if he's not in the plans, then you know, fairs. But you know, I feel like you could have maybe commanded a serious fee from somebody out there for this guy. So go ahead, Rio.
I think for Spurs, it's actually pretty good, just because, like, you know, I think that finally gives someone the challenge, Son, because I feel like Son's out of form because he just knows he won't be dropped. So he's just like, fuck it, if I drop a shit, you know, 0 out of 10 performance, like, Conte's not going to drop me. Who's better than me, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think Son thinks like that. Like, if he was under Charleston, I'd be like, yeah, like, he's...
I think he does, bro. The nice guy persona.
If he was a Mason Mount, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's your letter grades?
I honestly think it's a C for Villarreal, as you said. Like, I don't know how you kind of, like, that's a pretty big player for them, so I don't know how they kind of phase him out, but that's fair. But you know, for Spurs, I'd give it a B as well. You know, Allen, yeah. Son.
Okay, Remy.
Like you guys said, bro, Villarreal, this was very, very out of the blue, honestly, because he is really one of their best players. And it's not like they're mid-table, bro. They're in fifth, fighting for Europe right now. So I don't really see the point of this. Like, if you were selling him, fair play. But just loaning him out didn't really make that much sense. So for Villarreal, I'll give, like, a D. And for the depth for Tottenham, bro, we'll give it a nice B, bro. He could be, like, a nice super sub. Maybe he'll be the Lucas Moura of that one run that they did, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. No, first. Good ideas. All right, and then we get to... I mean, I remember when I was playing FIFA heavy, this guy, I always packed this guy, Gonzalo Guedes, from Wolves to Benfica on a loan. This guy was really, really highly touted, man. And some of the performances did live up to it, but it feels like this is kind of going to be a next make or break next 12 months for him. Mm-hmm. You know, and his spot obviously internationally as well for the Portuguese team, but Wolves to Benfica on loan. You know, I'm glad that they didn't sell him, Wolves, permanently, because I would like to see what he looks like next year if they stay up. But I think this is a good piece of business, again, for Benfica. They just had the big outgoing of Enzo. You know, they needed to kind of replenish the squad and reinvigorate the squad. And so I think this is a good player to do that. He's obviously going to find form. I think he's going to be comfortable in that league. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give Benfica an A-, and I'm going to give Wolves A- as well, because they just brought in Pablo as well. So I feel like, you know, this is almost a like for like type of thing.
The other one's a cam.
No, bro. I know. I'm saying in terms of replacements, obviously you still have Pedro Neto there, who's you're hoping can get back into positions, goal scoring and stuff like that. But I'm saying in terms of, you know, you don't want to be just selling talent if you're in a relegation scrap, you know, and obviously with Gonzalo Guedes, had him been performing the first half of the season, and now you bring in a good player. So what's the thoughts?
I honestly think it's a good move for Benfica and Wolves as well. Like, I feel like, you know, probably Goncalo didn't like adjust to the league, you know, he came from, I think, Villarreal, if I'm not mistaken.
Valencia.
Valencia, there you go. and stuff like that. So I honestly think he just didn't adjust, you know, gets a loan move back to the home country, and, you know, they might get a good striker who comes back on loan if he's back in form, ready to take the next step again in the Prem. So yeah, he works for both parties.
Yeah. Remy?
I think this is a very likable transfer from one Portuguese team to another. Yeah, the Portuguese team of the Prem, Wolves. I like it. Like you guys said, they're replacing talent they lost. So I can give both teams in this one, you know, it's a nice B plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Another big transfer. Obviously, one guy that I think none of us should have been able to see live or anything like that. But Jakub Kiwior from Spezia to Arsenal in a decently sized fee, 25 million. This was apparently the young player of the year, I believe, for Spezia 2 years in a row. What does this mean? I mean, obviously, he's one for the future at this point. You know, I feel like the Gabriel Magalhães and Saliba partnership is doing them well. Obviously, I don't think he's going to get any sort of first team minutes or meaningful first team minutes the rest of the year. So, yeah, I mean, look, Spezia 25 mil, that's not a bad price. I'm going to give you an A. Arsenal, this looks like one for the future. We don't know much yet, so I'm just going to give you a B for conservative. But, yeah, go ahead, Rio.
Never really heard of the guy, so... I don't really have a grade for Arsenal, but for Spezia, if you get 25 million of a guy that no one's really ever heard of, yeah, A plus.
Yeah, fairs. Remy?
Arsenal's part, we'll give them a nice, you know, nice B plus. For Spezia, you know, I got to give them some pointers, some tweakers. If they took him to Chelsea, bro, they would have made 250 mil. So I got to give them a little C, bro. They would have been paid 25 mil a year for 10 years. Installments.
Is that that Lewandowski fella?
Is that the next Blachikowski?
Is that the Lewandowski guy on the phone?
Yeah, these niggas are unbearable.
Bro, I took this at a young age. Saying my team only buys players. Now we create them. It's your time, bro. It's your time to get the hate.
It's your time. And you know who else's time it is? It's Mr. Yao Cancelo's time. Just went from Man City to Bayern on a loan. This is one of the biggest signings. I'm not going to lie. This is probably like the second biggest signing that happened on deadline day. We obviously heard about a bust up between him and Guardiola a couple of days before. And he earns his move now. He goes from a big club. I mean, from a small club to a big club. And he's not going to be deputizing. You saw that cross, obviously, that went viral, you know, to the back post of Chupo. And, you know, you're going to be seeing a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of German defenses terrorized at the sight of Chupo and Cancelo. But this is a big move. He gets to play his natural position. I'm going to go for Bayern. I think this is a position they heavily, heavily needed. I'm going to go actually... I don't think this is my first one, but I'm going to go with an A-plus for them. For City, I think this is a B. I'm leaning on B-minus. Obviously, I know you had the emergence of Rico Lewis, but I just feel like, yes, I know he wasn't in your plans in terms of, you know, you have to discipline him, but I just don't know that you sell to a Champions League rival like that, or at least a Champions League competitor like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Great move by Bayern. I don't know how the fuck you get him on a loan fee like that. Honestly, I wish we paid the installments, man. fuck me. Like, fuck Malo Gusto. Fucking João Cancelo's there for a loan. But, hey, it happens. But, you know, great move by Bayern. They somehow managed to be poachers. Fair to them. No installments, just straight poaching. Fair game. Honestly, for City, I'm going to also give them an A. Just a flat A. Just because... they have Rico Lewis, right? But the only thing I'm giving them not for an A plus for is just for the fact that they don't have left back depth. And I don't think that like warrants it just because Ake is playing out of his skin right now. And he's just like not injury prone. So I think it's a really good move for both teams. You know, gets a hot head out of the dressing room because of the bust up. So works well. Shout out Guardiola.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you give your thoughts or installments or?
Yeah, bro, it's your fifth one today, bro. Bully's lips
for Bayern, bro. What a great Felice, bro. I saw that they have an option to buy for 70 mil, but you're getting João Cancelo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an option.
I did not know that.
There's an option at the end of the season. Yeah,
But for 6 months for free, bro, this is fire, bro.
I go A++, actually. Sorry to interrupt. I go A++ now, actually.
Wait, 70 mil for a 27-year-old Joao Cancelo?
That's not bad. It's when you think about the fact that Bayern haven't had a good, reliable right back since, I know Kimmich was right back, but like even before that, like since
Philipp Lahm, bro. Yeah,
since Lahm, they and really had
count. He played DM as well.
He's like, I know, but he was most of the time right back, bro. You know, you feel me? So go ahead, Kareem. I didn't mean to shut you down.
So Bayern, bro, this was world class, bro. Now you don't gotta have Benjamin Pavard. This is amazing. And then for City, I don't know, bro. Like Guardiola, he made him play a whole different position from what he was used to, and he did that, bro. And then they're still arguing, bro. And like you guys said, Rico Lewis is good, yeah. And then for left back, I would have liked this more if they still had Zinchenko.
Yeah.
But with no depth, like you guys said, I think for City, I'm gonna have to give we'll give him a C+, bro, because it wasn't the worst. But like you said, if he's doing all these flare ups. You got a one. What's the saying? One bad pea can ruin the pot, or something like that. One bad apple.
Yeah.
Big signing for sure. And obviously now with the fact that the PSG tie is coming up, you realize Mbappe's not going to be there to terrorize Cancelo. Cancelo's there. Suddenly, all of a sudden, that tie looks a lot more competitive than. Well, it was already competitive, but even more competitive than you thought. So, you know, from two Champions League giants to a Europa League giant, Barcelona. they sell Chloe Bailey's boyfriend, Memphis Depay, or I think ex-boyfriend, I don't know. Memphis Depay from Barcelona to Atleti for a whopping 3 mil. This is a mid-off transfer. I'm a beer with you. Both teams are getting like a D for me. No joke. Both teams are getting a D.
Really? Yep. Well, João Félix is definitely a confirmed Chelsea player for sure. So I think honestly, good piece by Atletico by like replacing him
with the striker. I don't think it's sure. No. I mean, maybe installments. Yeah, I forgot. My bad. Go ahead.
Now, dude, after Pedro Porro signed, bro, it's a for sure, bro. Okay. He's part of that London Derby.
Yeah, let's be realistic here, right? So I honestly think like this signing by Atletico is great, and also by Barca to let him go because he's not used for Barca at all. You get a little bit of money out of him. No one's really interested in Memphis Depay because of his off the field antics. You've heard him rap before, right?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yo, you're so shameless.
I'm a Chelsea fan. Can't say that.
Look, it's Lukaku, a beat for both sides. It just works.
I'm giving a D. I literally with everything you just said, I kind of agree, but to the worst degree. Like it's just a mid player given to a mid club by a mid team.
Yeah, for 3 mil and installments. Come on, Barca still has to pay them. They don't have look. There's two different types of people. There's installments with money. You know you're gonna get your money, and the Barca's like,
you might
get your money. You feel me? Who do you want to be?
You might get your money. Yeah, Kareem, you got any thoughts?
He's frozen.
I think he's frozen. Damn, we lost.
We lost.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a bit of a. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, you're back.
Yo, to add on to what Rio was saying, bro. There's letting Chris borrow money and there's letting Kareem borrow money. But Chris, you don't know if you're getting it back.
Yo, stop going at my man.
but to give these teams grades, bro. They be doing this all the time, bro, with the grease and the Memphis Depay.
Yeah.
Like,
grease,
they try to cook up to hurt Real Madrid, bro, but they can't. So just two Fs. That's simple.
Yo.
Two Fs.
Oh, you know, my God.
I give you an A+ for no bias, bro.
Yeah.
Totally not.
So he's giving him an A+. And that's funny because that's the letter that our next player starts with, Anthony Gordon.
You like these
transitions, right? These are fire.
Your
Malo Gusto. That one was fire. Yeah, that one
you'll never get that. You'll never get
Malo Gusto.
That.
You like that.
I know Enrique wrote that down on a piece.
Yeah, I actually did. That was Memphis Depay off the dome. You feel me? Anthony Gordon from Everton and Newcastle, 45 mil. Look, this is a player that Boley's installments were about to pay $90 million for.
Obviously, I'm literally happy we didn't get him.
Yeah, and I'm sad that you guys didn't, because he is meaty. He's meaty. 45 mil for him, bro. Look, I would give Everton a higher grade. This is a shambles. This is really, really a shambles. I'm gonna give him a D, because yes, you got 45 mil for a player who I really don't think is all that, but at the same time, you know, this is your only outgoing this window. Like, you didn't bring anybody in to replace him, so I think Everton's pretty much relegated at this point.
Yo, I'm so sorry, Enrique. I'm so sorry. I heard everything you said, but
yo, what is he doing? What is he doing?
That was my ADHD kicking in, sorry.
Okay.
I got you. So Everton, we're gonna, you know, like you said, bro, they almost had Bowley. They were reeling him in, bro. Once again, instead of 45 mil, they could have got 450 mil, bro.
Yep.
So Everton, yep. We'll give them a D, bro. It was, you know, like you said, they didn't bring anyone in. Newcastle, bro. What are they right now? Fifth?
No, third.
Third. Amazing, yes. Bro. They're just that's a real team, bro. They're yep. kind of buying their talent, but they're doing it in a nice way, in a financial fair play way, Enrique.
Yes.
So for Newcastle, I'm going to have to give them an A, bro. I love what they're doing. I want them to be in Champions League so badly. That way we get the Ronnie back.
The what?
And you haven't seen that in Ronaldo's contract, bro?
He's going to Newcastle?
The same company, the same, like, whatever corporation that Saudi? Owns El Nasser own yeah. Newcastle. And there's a clause in Ronaldo's Yo. Contract that if Newcastle make Champions League, he gets loaned there for next season.
Brother. Yo, that's going to be like some WWE storyline, bro. Can you imagine?
PSG that's that money Newcastle? In the bank, bro. He's cashing it in, bro.
PSG versus Newcastle in the Champions League final. Messi, Ronaldo finally. Shambles. All right. Well, from there, we got another big transfer. This honestly is my favorite transfer on here, just because of the vibes. Because
we're American.
Weston McKennie from Juventus to Leeds. He gets transferred from one prison to another one. He goes there on a loan.
Yo, what and, the fuck are you talking about right now, nigga?
Look, in all seriousness, I love this move. I saw that picture and I smiled, you know, because I thought in another life that could have been me and Rio. You feel me? Like him and Tyler Adams. But by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the Tyler Adams picture.
Wait, who's Weston? Who's Tyler?
You guys are both shit, bro.
I'm definitely Tyler.
All right. I'm better than you. Thank you.
Tyler Adams is a better player than Weston, brother. He will be, yeah.
He will be, yeah. He's not, though.
All right, fair. So what do we think about this move? I mean, Leeds aren't in trouble for relegation this year, thankfully, because I love soccer ball, Jesse Leeds. I'm going to give Juventus an F, not even for this transfer, just for failing financial fair play, but yet Chelsea don't. Like, how do you not get away with it, brother? Like,
because Bowley's paying them in installments too, bro. Enrique, open your eyes.
Yo, wait. He copied it off Florentino first, bro. So that's
true. I'm giving Juventus an F, and I'm giving Leeds a B plus for the power friendship. So
you know what, Rio? If he copied off Florentino, I want to see a three-peat. Because that's the only.
I mean, if he can pay the rest in installments, then he can get the three.
When Kai Havertz dunks on Militao, bro, I'll be there no matter what.
We'll see if Kai Havertz even starts anymore, bro. You guys got a whole new 11. Bro. All right, wait. Let me go back to this transfer. As a true diehard American, I love this transfer.
I'm literally cutting this out.
This is preparing America for 2026. Yo, Enrique,
by the way, I put separate audio tracks, by the way, so you can type it out.
I got you, bro. You just got to do your part on the video.
The power of friendship.
all right, so what's your letter grade, Kareem? You didn't go. You just talked this whole.
Juventus, A, they're helping America out. Leeds, another A, helping America out. It's just that simple, bro. This is preparing us for 2026.
Kaka! America. Real quick fire. What's your letter grade? Thoughts?
Well, as I agree with you, F for Juventus because they're fraud, and then A for Leeds because.
Yo, you cannot say frauds. You cannot speak. F say fraud.
Yo. Calm down. Can I get what you just said in installments, bro?
Look at the shameless. Man. Shameless.
F stands for fraud, bro. F stands for fraud. That's I'm agreeing with Rio. F stands for not for letter grade. F stands for fraud. Yeah. Well, Leeds wasn't done with their business. They also brought in Jorginho Rutter from Hoffenheim. Mm-hmm. Very tidy little player. I believe he's had 8 goals in, I think, 20 or something appearances in the Bundesliga. So very exciting little player. I've actually seen him when they played against Bayern. Nice little player. 28 mil is a little bit steep, I'm not gonna lie. I think in terms of just the value factor, I'm not sure about that. But you know, Jesse Marsh is gonna make soccer work it out, you know, and he's gonna have a season. I'm gonna give Leeds a B minus and Hoffenheim a B plus because of the transfer fee. So Kareem.
Are real? Hoffenheim, yeah, nah, fuck him. So Jorginho Rutter, 20 years old, French. Decent play, 8 goals. You know who would have paid 100 mil for 8 goals, Enrique? Chelsea. For a Ukrainian fucker. But to continue,
that Liverpool paid for Darwin Nunes 100 mil for what?
That installments 80. It's 80 mil, bro.
I'm you can tell me Darwin should after March 21st or whenever the second leg is. If he doesn't score in either of those legs, or we
yo, real, through. Real. Aggregate's gonna be 7-0 Darwin. 7-0 Darwin scores
7-1.
Shit, guy.
If aggregate is 7-1 and Nunes scored the one goal,
it's a dub.
Yo, Enrique's price pick about to go crazy, bro. Darwin Nunes one goal, Real Madrid 7. Yeah,
all right, but to continue, I'm gonna give Hoffenheim. You know, they sold a 20-year-old for 28 mil. You know, decent business. We'll give him a B plus, and. For Leeds, you know, 28 mil for a 20-year-old. We'll give him another, what you thinking? Minus or regular, Enrique? Real quick.
Minus.
I'm thinking about it. We'll give him a B minus.
He's not American. Okay. I agree with Chris.
That's true.
Just because he's not American.
That's what I'm saying. And he's Democratic.
Yeah.
I'm also cutting that. I'm cutting that as well. All right. Did you give your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you did, right? I agree with Kareem completely.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get down to our last three transfers. We got three big ones here. Marcel Sabitzer from Bayern over to Man United on loan. I love this. I love this because it just reminds me that, you know, all of the top six rivals and even our mid-table rivals now, because that's what we are now, our mid-table. All of our rivals are Bayern midfielders. And what are we doing? Extending Milner. So you know, it's what a time.
Are you gonna give him his contracted installments too?
Probably. They can't even afford Milner. It's literally FSG is just the Breaking Bad scene. Where did the money go? Where's the money? Where's the money, Skyler? Where's the money? Marcel Sabitzer, look, hey, I've never really rated him, to be honest. I thought when Bayern made the move, which I actually think we covered on the clean sheet 2 years ago or a year and a half, I just don't really rate him that highly. But I think for Man United, obviously, Eriksen's out. You kind of had to bring a reinforcement in, Liverpool. So I'm going to give Man United a B+, just because he is a quality player. Like, he's going to give you, you know, he's going to give you at least a presence in midfield, and he's obviously better than Fred. In my opinion, so, and you got him for free, so I'm gonna give Man United a B+. I'm gonna give Bayern a minus. He's not really in their plans this year. They're going to make a Champions League push, and he's just not going to be in that picture. So,
BB, so, to, BB,
BB. Yeah, I give CC. It's just a whatever signing for whatever, and then, you know, I don't know. It's just whatever, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not gonna change much.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if Liverpool sign him,
that's an A.
Yeah.
A.
Oh, I would. I would blow my load, bro. I'm starving for a midfielder, bro. I'm literally starving. I'll take, bro, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Real quick, I can't believe I'm about to say this.
You're going to take Mason now.
I'd take Danny Ceballos at my club.
He's fire.
Yeah, he is.
Dude, he's playing super well.
He's literally benching Valverde, bro.
Valverde is mid, but. And talking about mid, let's get to Mr. Danny Ings, right? Mr. Danny Ings from Aston Villa to West Ham.
You know what the I in Ings really stands for? Installments, bro.
You should have said the IN, bro.
This is the installment sheet. This is the installment sheet.
I got you with this. I'll wrap it up for everyone. 12 mil for a guy who is very, very old, very, very. He has his moments. He'll give you that one game a season, bro. Mm-hmm. So this is very mid. We'll give Aston Villa. You know, they fleeced 12 mil. We'll give them an A. West Ham, it's not changing much. So we'll give them a C, bro.
Yeah.
A C. Yeah, I think I'm honestly with Kareem. Like, Ings, you know, he's a proven goal scorer. But, I mean, what else is he going to offer you at this point? The only reason I probably give West Ham the edge here is because I think 12 mil is reasonable, and because Antonio is just not really going to be able to give you a lot of reps down the rest of the season with the injuries and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I agree.
It's just kind of a mid transfer. Talking about mid, let's talk about Hazard. And I'm talking about, unfortunately, not just Eden. Eden is very mid, but Thorgan Hazard. Moved from Dortmund to PSV on a loan. Obviously, this is probably to, you know, the fact that Noni's left the club. They've needed someone to come in and fill that role, and Thorgan Hazard is come in. I feel like this was a little bit of a surprise move, because I feel like Thorgan, granted, every time I've seen him, which is not every single game he plays, but every time I've seen him, I thought he looks like a very, very good player, and I've expected him to go to take that step up into a bigger club, you know, but Ferris, this is just, to me, this is just kind of like a B for Dortmund and a A minus for PSV. You got a nice little player out of it.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a whatever transfer again. It's just like, you know, like, okay, you replaced Noni with mid.
So kind of mid. Yeah. All right, Kareem, what are your thoughts on the last transfer of the day?
CC. Mid. CC. Mid.
This guy just said mid like six times there. That's about as many installments as Chelsea are paying for Enzo Fernandez. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in to the installment sheet.
Vamos!
Wait. We gotta do the outro and installments. So you gotta slow it down there.
Okay.
Thank you.
You
for
listening. Listening.
Two.
And to the installment sheet, and we are
Real has autism.